Praise the Lord. Message number 232. The title of the message, The Causes of Anger. Let's open our Bible to the book of James chapter 1 and verse 20. James chapter 1 verse 20 says, For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time you give us. We thank you for your word that you always send to us, so that to correct us, to make us aware, to direct us in the way of righteousness. God, the Lord, anoint my lips and make the message flow from your throne. O God, through your servant, your people who are waiting to hear, Lord, your word. I pray that this message will help the people to be healed, to have hope, and to bring people into the right way of life and into full repentance to understand your ways and your will in their life. We thank you, God. We bless you, Jesus. Take this message and make it reach to those who are in need of it and those who are waiting for it. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Anger, as we know, can cause many bad effects on the people and the personnel who cannot overcome it and who cannot control themselves. As well as anger can bring the person who experiences it into a spiritual condition that is unpleasant to the Lord. As we have read, for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Anger hinders the followers of Christ, hinders the disciple to live the righteous life that Christ and God desire to see in our life. You need to understand yourself well, so you will be able to grasp what are the causes of anger in order for you to avoid falling into a trap. We have the scripture, we have the Bible. The word of God is the right mirror that you can see yourself, that you can see the causes of anger and what causes anger in your life, so that you can understand yourself better and quit the trap of anger. We will go through some scriptures. Some of them are well known. Most of them are well known scriptures, and we will find how anger had creeped into the life of the people of God. The first story is the first anger is the anger of David against Nabal. All of us, we know the story of David with Nabal, how the Lord used David to do good to Nabal, and how he protected his sheep and his flocks. And one day David asked Nabal to give him some food, and he reminded him of the good things that he and his men did to him. But we know that Nabal reacted and did not give, and David also tried to act in anger, and he was moved by his anger and his men to go and to put Nabal and his people and the things belong to him into death and destruction. We can read this story in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 25, and let's read from verse 2 to verse 13. A certain man in Maon who had property there at Carmel was very wealthy. He had 1,000 goats and 3,000 sheep. which he was shearing in Carmel. His name was Nabal and his wife's name was Abigail. She was an intelligent and beautiful woman, but her husband, a Calebite, was surly and mean in his dealings. While David was in the desert, he heard that Nabal was shearing sheep. So he sent 10 young men and said to them, "Go up to Nabal at Carmel and greet him in my name. Say to him, 'Long life to you, good health to you and your household, and good health to all that is yours.' Now I hear that it is sheep shearing time. When your shepherds were with us, we did not mistreat them, and the whole time they were at Carmel, nothing of theirs was missing. Ask your own servants, and they will tell you. Therefore, be favorable toward my young men, since we came at a festive time. Please give your servants and your son David whatever you can find for them." When David's men arrived, they gave Nabal this message in David's name. Then they waited. Nabal answered David's servant, "Who is this David? Who is this son of Jesse? Many servants are breaking away from their masters these days. Why should I take my bread and water and the meat I have slaughtered for my shearers and give it to men coming from who knows where?" David's men turned around and went back. When they arrived, they reported every word. David said to his men, Put on your swords. So they put on their swords, and David put on his. About 400 men went up with David, while 200 stayed with the supplies. Now here as we have read, why here David was angry and wanted to kill Nabal. You may say because he did good and Nabal did not return that good back to him. But that was not a reason for David to fight. It cannot be a reason for him to fight or end up in death and to kill that person. You may say also that David had no food and he wanted Nabal to give him food. But that is not correct, because we can read also, as we have read in 1 Samuel chapter 25 and part of verse 13, about 400 men went up with David while 200 stayed with the supplies. So he kept 200 back to protect the supplies. So he had a good supply of food. So he had food. So why he sent to get food from Nabal? If we will read verse 18 from 1 Samuel chapter 25, it can give an answer and it can give explanation to us why David got angry with Nabal. Verse 18, it say, "Abigail lost no time. She took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 dressed sheep, 5 seahs of roasted grain, 100 cakes of raisins, and 200 cakes of pressed figs, and loaded them on donkeys." David, he got angry because when he sent for Nabal to give him some food, he was expecting a treat of dressed sheep and other nice and well prepared food. He was waiting for a special food, but he was disappointed, and that was the reason of his anger. When you expect certain things and it did not happen, you experience anger. You need to control your anger, even if it is your right and you deserve it and you did not get it, still you need to wait upon God to do it for you in His right way. You need to control your anger. You have to master it. David should not react with Nabal's answer. He should be calm and exercise self-control and be satisfied with what he had of food supply. If he had just waited calmly in his place and trust the Lord, then he would receive it. As we know that the Lord sent Abigail with the food. And that's why James 1 verse 20 says, anger does not bring the righteous love that God desires. The Lord did not want David to kill Nabal. The Lord himself struck Nabal down after 10 days. And he turned over whatever belonged to Nabal to David. In the same way. You may experience anger and you have the right. And you have the good reason. And you have done the right things. But you had been not given your rights. In this case, you should not react as David. Wait upon God to pray. Be calm, self-control. The Lord will turn it over back to you. Examine now yourself and see how many times you were trapped with anger because certain things you were expecting did not come true. Check how you reacted badly to get what you deserve. But you will be able to get it in an easier and godly way. Calm down. Pray and ask God to comfort you and pray that the Lord shall bring to you what is due for you. I believe that James chapter 4 verse 1 to 3 also will make things clear to you. What he say, James chapter 4 verse 1 to 3. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. In the story of David and Nabal, Abigail was able to convince David not to fight or to shed blood. And I pray that this word of the Lord, it will reach you at the right time and convince you not to fight. I don't have a dress sheep to give you, but I am giving you the word of God. And man does not live on the bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And this word of the Lord will satisfy you and will humble you before Him to wait for Him until He will bring what is due for you in His ways. The second example of anger is the anger of Ahithophel. We know that Absalom, when he conspired against David and drove him out of Jerusalem, he was asking advices of what he need to do to finish the life of David. You know, beside Absalom were two people, Ahithophel and Hushai the Archite. Both of them, they were there to give the advice to Absalom of what he need to do. And it went, as we will read in 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse verse 1 to 14. Let's read it so that we can see how things went on. You see, Ahithophel said to Absalom, I would choose 12,000 men and set out tonight in pursuit of David. I would attack him while he is weary and weak. I will strike him with terror, and then all the people with him will flee. I will strike down only the king and bring all the people back to you. The death of the man you seek will mean the return of all. All the people will be unharmed. This plan seemed good to Absalom and to all the elders of Israel. But Absalom said, someone also Hushai the Archite, so we can hear what he has to say. When Hushai came to him, Absalom said, Ahithophel has given this advice. Should we do what he says? If not, give us your opinion. Hushai replied to Absalom, the advice Ahithophel has given is not good this time. You know your father and his men. They are fighters and as fierce as wild bear robbed of her cubs. Besides, your father is an experienced fighter. He will not spend the night with the troops. Even now, he is hidden in a cave or some other place. If he should attack your troops first, whoever hears about it will say, there has been a slaughter among the troops who follow Absalom. Then even the bravest soldier whose heart is like the heart of a lion will melt with fear. For all Israel knows that your father is a fighter and that those with him are brave. So I advise you, let all Israel from Dan to Beersheba, as numerous as the sand on the seashore, be gathered to you, with you yourself leading them into battle. Then we will attack him wherever he may be found, and we will fall on him as the dew settles on the ground. Neither he nor any of his men will be left alive. If he withdraws into a city, then all Israel will bring ropes to that city, and we will drag it down to the valley until not even a piece of it can be found. Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the advice of Hushai the Archite is better than that of Ahithophel. For the Lord had determined to frustrate the good advice of Ahithophel in order to bring disaster on Absalom. Actually, the advice of Ahithophel was the correct one, but it was God's will that Absalom and the whole Israel will not take it or apply it. You know, it was not God's will that Absalom will take it and apply it, because that means the death of the king, and the Lord was not approving Absalom to be a king instead of David. Therefore, his advice, the advice of Ahithophel, was not regarded. But what Ahithophel did when his advice was not taken and put into practice, in 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 23, we can read the following. When Ahithophel saw that his advice had not been followed, he saddled his donkey and set out for his house in his hometown. He put his house in order and then hanged himself. So he died and was buried in his father's tomb. Why Ahithophel behaved in such a way and attempted suicide? because he was angry and could not accept that he was turned off. He was not accepting that his advice was not honored. You know, in book of 2 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 23, we can read about Ahithophel. Now, in those days, the advice of Ahithophel gave was like that of one who inquires of God. That was how both David and Absalom regarded all of Ahithophel's advice. You know, he has such a reputation, and now those people, they turn him off and did not take his advice. And especially in chapter 17 and verse 7, we can read what Hushai the Archite thought about Ahithophel. Hushai replied to Absalom, "The advice Ahithophel has given is not good this time." The pride of Ahithophel brought anger that he could not control. But if he just would control his anger, then he can grasp and easy that it is not God's will that Absalom would listen to his advice, because it is not God's will that David would be replaced with Absalom as a king over Israel. Many times you flare up, I'm speaking to you now, you flare up in your anger because you are turned off. Even if what you are saying is correct, but if it is in contradiction to God's will, the Lord will not allow it to go to the surface. You need to learn to humble down and surrender everything to God. Then you can control your anger and spare yourself and the people with your troubles. Ahithophel was angry because his advice was not regarded. It was absolutely correct, his advice, but it was absolutely God's will that Absalom will not take his advice and put it into action. Even if you are correct, when it is not taken, then you come down, sit with God, and he will explain to you his will. Then you will know your way in a godly way, and from the mouth of God and from the Holy Spirit, it will be explained to you so that you will live a comfortable life, and you will be assured that you are living His will, and also you will be spared problem. You would discern wrong stand, like here Ahithophel, he sided with Absalom, but it was not God's will for him to side with Absalom. He should be repenting and go back to David as his king. I pray that this message will minister to you in one way or another, that you will be able to control your anger, and you will be able to allow God and His will to flow through you into your life and the life of the people who are with you. The third example that we're going to discuss is the anger of Martha. Martha anger. Let's go to book of Luke chapter 10 and let's read verse 38 to 42. As Jesus and His disciples were on their way, He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to Him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what He said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better and it will not be taken away from her. Martha here got angry against her sister, and she got angry against the Lord because she was doing a lot of things and she was alone. She was alone. She had much to do, and that's why she get angry. She get angry to Mary, and she get angry also with Jesus. She told him, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work of by myself? Tell her to help me. Very clear she was angry. But the point here that we want to ask, who asked her to do all that? The answer is that no one had told her to do anything. Herself, she decided to do all these things. She alone, she decided. That's why she found herself alone. When you do your own, you find yourself doing things of no use. In addition, you find yourself, you are alone, no one is helping you. In such circumstances, anger will creep into your heart and start to fight and shout with the people. To avoid anger, like the anger of Martha here, you need to train yourself to be at Jesus' feet like Mary, waiting for him to instruct you and to speak to you before you go on and do things without the consultation and without the approval of the Lord. At this time, you need to commit yourself not to move and to do anything unless you hear the voice of the Lord clearly to you, so that you will not fall into the trap of anger again and again. The fourth anger that we're going to speak in this message is the anger of Jesus. And that is the healthy anger. That is in John chapter 2, verse 13 to 17, when the Lord entered the temple and he found them, they are using the temple for a wrong purpose. John chapter 2, verse 13 to 17, when it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts he found men selling cattle, sheep and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple area, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, get these out of here. How dare you turn my father's house into a market? His disciples remembered that it is written, zeal for your house will consume me. Here, Jesus got angry because the people were using the temple to make money, transaction, and to promote business. Jesus recognized what they are doing and what they are achieving inside the temple is sin, so that he acted and he did the right thing by making a whip and drive them out of the temple of the Lord. What Jesus did is the right way to stop the abuse of God's grace and the temple of the Lord. The church should not be a place to run business or to manage affairs or money transactions or to make money. You should have discernment and discern things that's going on in the church, in your congregation. And when you recognize sin, you pray and the Lord will lead you of what you need to do. The anger of Jesus and his action was correct, and he dealt with sin. Anger should not lead you to sin, but when you expose to certain things that will displease you, sit with the Lord and pray and meditate on God's word, and the Lord will lead you to the right step and right decision of what we need to do. Anger should not be raised up in your life due to wrong reason and wrong motive in your heart, as we have read when David wanted to eat a nice food. That was not a reason for him to put people to death if they will not give him what he asked. And also from the example of Ahithophel, he was controlled by his pride. And if you would humble down, you would discern that it was God's will that David should remain alive, and he should repent of his sin of approving and following Absalom as a king. So in the same way, when you propose something in your life to do and things go wrong, you remember, even if you are right and correct of what you say, but it may be not God's will that things go in that direction. Also, from the anger of Martha, we learn that you should not run your life with your own mind and set up and do things. No more should be Martha style, but Mary style. Sit at Jesus' feet, and when he say it, then you go on and do it. Also, from the anger of Jesus, we learn to be bold. We learn to be firm in facing sin and corruption inside the church and deal with sin according to God's word. Commit yourself to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Lord, tell him, Lord, I thank you for your word that you sent to me. I realize well my sin. I realize my wrongdoing. God, Lord, I am surrendering my life clearly to you, Lord. In many ways, maybe I had failed in the past. I go along with my emotions and feelings and my desires, my wrong motive. But Lord, today I repent. Lord, give me self-control, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And have me fully, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Burn whatever flesh desire and work of Satan in my life. Tell him, Lord, I want to serve you wholeheartedly. Give me, Lord, discernment to go on and see things in the way that you want me to see. Lord, I pray for everyone who repent of his anger. You direct this brother and sister and use her or use him mightily for your glory, O God. I pray in the name of Jesus. Raise a worker after your own heart. People who do things that are correct and right in your eyes and according to your word and the leading of the Holy Spirit. O Lord, bless us, O God. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, Amen and Amen.